Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 129, Peter Pan's Flight, Again.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Memory 129 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Whoa, there's two more weeks until Christmas. Where is the time gone? It was just yesterday, I think, that I was planning a spring trip to Walt Disney World. Today, I'm wrapping up the year and thinking about, maybe what next year might hold. Maybe another trip to Walt Disney World. Maybe even more than just one or two days. I don't know. I like the sound of that. But let's get back to the memories that we've already experienced. As we pick back up with our day at the Magic Kingdom, we've just finished a trio of rides on Dumbo the Flying Elephant. Yeah, I miscounted last week. It wasn't just two, it was three, as you probably heard. Now, we loaded the kids back into the stroller, and we're now heading away from the Storybook Circus area in search of one more adventure before the park closes. As we head back towards Cinderella's castle, we'll be debating. We finally agree that we should catch one last ride on Peter Pan's flight, since the wait there is only posted at 10 minutes now. That's pretty amazing, even for a 3 out of 10 day on touringplans.com. I guess, it's only 15 minutes before the park closes, so that may have something to do with the wait, too. I'll leave Tracy and the kids at the entrance to the queue as I go find a place to park the stroller. I catch back up with them as they round the first corner and are head closer to the loading point. Mikey is exhausted, and it really should be asleep by now. You'll hear him and just wanting to cuddle in and sleep in our arms. In no time at all, we'll board our flying ship and be off to Neverland, though. Again, I'm not sure what more I could say about Peter Pan's flight. What I will comment on, though, is staying late with small kids. In general, I'm all for it. It might have been better if we could have gotten a midday nap of some sort. Unfortunately, my kids just don't like napping in a stroller. And sadly, with a day trip of over an hour, I really don't have the option to take them back to where we were staying. So there's not much of an option for us here at Disney World. I will say, a stroller, even for my 5-year-old daughter, was a life and my back saver. For them to be able to lay back and sleep as we exit the park alone made it worth it. So what was your final ride at the Magic Kingdom? If you just had 15 minutes left before the park closes, what would you dash to? Please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos or videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. Also, on the website and social media right now, I've been soliciting your input for our next trip to Relive. So if you want to have your voice heard, stop by the website or view some of our social media pages and fill out our one-question survey and let your voice be heard. We'll keep voting open until Christmas this year, and so come get your vote in. Right now, it's looking like we're going to be heading to Epcot. There's still plenty of time for that to change, especially with, you know, maybe about 5 or 6% of my listener audience having voted now. So come seize the future and tell me what you want to go to do next. All right, back to the outro. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help to get the word out about the show. And finally, if you want to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we take one last ride before the park closes for the day.
No, you don't.
Make you very dizzy.
It's your call. It's on the other side of the carousel. No. That's the length of time it takes you to walk to the front.
Yeah. Unless I'll let you through the fast pass entrance right now.
Yes.
The carpets are on the opposite side of the park.
No. Opposite side of the park from where we are is the Main Street train station.
From where we were. We were a little bit further back there, and it's all the way on that.
You can cut through the middles. You're not listening to me. If you're not interested, Peter Pan brought us all the way over to the other side. Same distance that it took to get to Peter Pan will be the same distance again to get to the carpets. I got a feeling that's going to take 20 minutes. 10 minutes. All right. Listen to me. Do you want to do this, or do you want to go try and ride Aladdin?
The magic carpet. Do you want to ride Peter Pan? I'm just going to ride Peter Pan.
Mikey, do you want to ride Peter Pan again? Where am I supposed to put strollers?
Over here, but maybe still have that.
Okay. Yeah. I will make it through the day.
What? With your battery?
Batteries.
By how much?
Right now, I am at a little over half charge.
My daddy?
Oh, daddy! Yes.
Start? Hopefully nobody will realize what the big gray back bundle is underneath.
You didn't like that?
Yeah.
No. Can I say I'm sorry? I can't say I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're hoping to get some of her sucker, aren't you?
Mikey.
She sees the sucker. She's hoping she'll get some. I've had to learn to say, no. I know. You're living up to that jacket, aren't you? I think that exhaustion kicks in, the conscience filter shuts off. So the things I know I should not do, I just do anyways. I know. Somebody. From the area, yeah.
I'm from Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
And off we go!
Thank you.
Come on, Sis. Susie, I think we need to go home. Yeah. I think our day is over. The park is closing. Mickey Mouse needs to go to bed. And so do we. All the princesses need to go to bed. You don't want to keep them up all night, do you? You don't want to keep them up all night. Hold on, hold on,
no,
hold
Mikey,
on. Mikey,
buddy.
Come back here.
Then we can lay you down. You can. You want to walk? Susie. You want to lay down? Come
Susie.
On, Mikey.
I think we need to let Mikey lay down. How about you come up front, sweetie? Susie.
Hey, Susie,
you can get to watch all the pretty lights as we go out, all down Main Street. It's all lit up and it looks so pretty, okay? Fast. I think so. Because I don't want to walk through the deepest part of the puddle.
Show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?